Austin, Texas has long been considered the live music capital of the world, but it's not the first city that you would expect a Grammy-nominated bluegrass band to hail from. But if you take traditional bluegrass and meld it with the singer-songwriter traditions of the great state of Texas, then you get 2019 Grammy nominees for Best Bluegrass LP, Wooden Wire. The band's 2018 release, North of Despair, was nominated for a Grammy alongside bluegrass stalwarts Special Consensus and the Travelin' McCoorys. We spoke to Wooden Wire's Tony Camel about the band's upcoming appearance in Springfield this Saturday evening at Bar None in downtown Springfield, and also about the band's origins and its 2019 Grammy nomination.
We all came into bluegrass in different ways. You know, it's sort of too long to go through each of our journeys, but what I find more interesting is our journeys outside of bluegrass. We all like different kinds of music outside of bluegrass. Bluegrass is really just the one thing that brings us together, and that's kind of how we all met, was we all love bluegrass music, and we met through the scene. We just started jamming together, and the rest is kind of history. But our musical voices our bluegrass musical voices are influenced by our other individual likes, you know. Like, I grew up on, like, psychedelic rock and country music, and so all of us coming together is kind of what really makes our sound unique. And but it was just sort of, you know, there's not really an exciting story the way we came together. Austin has a small bluegrass scene. We all knew who each other were, and eventually we all met. Eventually we all started jamming together. And I write songs. Like, that's my favorite thing to do, is write songs. And this started with me bringing my original music to the band, and then we express it in a bluegrass, with bluegrass instrumentation. And that's what we do now, too. Except there's a little more involvement with the other guys as far as songwriting goes.
It's safe to say you're not born into bluegrass like the Travelin' McCoorys are born into bluegrass.
Yeah, not even close. None of us are, really. I mean, I found it through sort of backwards. I heard jam bands play some bluegrass songs, and I was curious about what that was. And as that was happening, I was sort of working backwards and finding Bill Monroe and Doc Watson especially. And then Oh Brother, Where Art Thou came out, and that sort of solidified my interest in it. And then years later, I started actually trying to play it.
Hey, come on, Liza, to the end of time. Hey, little Liza, you're going to be just fine. Oh, Liza, she don't need no man.
Our mantra is that we're just going to do what we feel and play what we want, the way we want to play it. If people like it, great. And so far they have, you know. And specifically, Texas came about because Dominic, a friend of ours in Nashville named Robin Bernard, had written that song one way, and Dominic really liked the song, and he sort of took the song and rewrote it and rearranged the story a little. And so it's a co-write between Dom and this friend of ours. The way we do it, I think, was a really fun experiment that ended up being, in my opinion, one of the best ones on the most recent record.
Following the Brazos River down to Mexico, I am a wanted outlaw and I've got nowhere left to go. go. I'm running from a bank job that I did in Ohio. When Lady Luck and Aces Fool put me back out in the cold, I spent the night in a mission filled with hungry ghosts and stone. Not far from the border in a town called San Antone, I woke up to ruckus, it chilled me to the bone. And my pistols drew and bullets flew, but I was all...
You were nominated for a Grammy this year. Were you guys able to attend the awards?
Yeah, man, we actually debated not going and just watching it from home and having, like, you know, family over and watching it. But all of our wives were like, no, we're going. So we all put the bill and we went to Los Angeles. We got dressed up. We walked the red carpet. We went to a bunch of parties. It was a really, really positive and fun experience. And I had a cool interaction with Weird Al Yankovic. And, you know, where we were sitting for the big broadcast, we could see everyone, you know, Post Malone and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know, walking to and from their seats. But for the most part, 95% of the nominees are there, are shocked and excited to be there, right? They didn't expect to be there. They weren't trying to be there, just like us. You know, we really connected with people from that were nominees in other categories, like the Latin categories. You know, there's a lot of categories, like 90-something categories. They only show like 10 on TV. So the vast majority of us there are just sort of like, what the hell are we doing here, you know? So that was the most fun part for me, was to meet the other average nominees, if you will, the normal people, and sort of bask in the absurdity of it all. It was wonderful. And it's a blast, man. I mean, playing with these guys as far as instrumentalists go, I'm the weakest one of the group. You know, I sing most of the songs and I do take some guitar solos, but Billy and Trevor are really the two featured soloists, and Dom is just a super strong bass player, and when he gets the opportunity to take a solo, he really shines. So it's a great show. I'm super proud of it, and we're looking forward to taking it to Springfield. And we've never been there, so we're excited to play there for our first time.